Yesterday morning, somebody asked me, I'm not sure what prompted the question, but I was asked, since when have Jews given one another double names? That was the question. And what came to mind first as an immediate reaction was a ha'ara that I think I heard from Rav Yehuda David Bleich Shlita years back when I was learning in YU Smicha and I was attending a service of Shiurim he was giving on Yanei Melicha, and Tosus in Chulin in one of those sugyos in Daf Kuf Yud Beis quotes Harav Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael. Not mistaken, Bleich pointed out somewhat unusual that one of the Balei Tosfos is referred to as having had two names, Harav Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael. It's not something you see elsewhere in Rishonim. And sure enough, if one looks in the Sefer HaYashar of Rabbeinu Tam, which consists of Chelek of Chidushim and a Chelek of Tshuvos. So in the Sefer HaYashar, Chelek HaTshuvos, I think what is perhaps one of the standard versions is an edition that was printed in 1898 by Shlager Rosenthal of Breslau, Germany. And he has footnotes on the Sefer HaYashar, Tshuvos of Rabbeinu Tam. And in Simen Nun Gimel, there is a Shaila posed to Rabbeinu Tam from Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael. That's how the introduction to the question is phrased. Shaal Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael or Rabbeinu Tam. So in the footnotes there, Rav Shlager Rosenthal of Breslau, Germany writes, he says, Re'ezeh Dabar Chadash, he says, this is unusual. He says, we don't find before this reference any other of the Chachamim referred to by two names. So he also was troubled by that somewhat anomaly of Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael. And he suggests, somewhat perhaps as an hypothesis, that, well, maybe really his name was Rabbeinu Yaakov, but he was called Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael to distinguish him from the Rabbeinu Yaakov Halevi that perhaps was a contemporary of his. It's an interesting hypothesis. It doesn't have hardcore proof to that, but he does cite a subsequent tshuva in that same Sefer Yashar Simen Nun Dalid, where Rabbeinu Tam, in responding to Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael, writes that Shmi Kishmecha, my name is like your name. Rabbeinu Tam's name we know is really Rabbeinu Yaakov. And he's referring to Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael and saying, my name is like your name, implying that was really Rabbeinu Yaakov's real name, Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael's real name. And he adds, in poetic Hebrew, Pi Hashem Yikivenu B'Shem Chodesh Yisrael Yishmecha. You were given a new name, Yisrael. Somewhat poetic, obviously a reference to Yaakov Avinu being called Yisrael by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it sounds like, suggests Rav Shlager Rosenthal, that even Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael's real name was Rabbeinu Yaakov, and maybe Yisrael was kind of added on. And he hypothesizes maybe it was added on to distinguish him from the Rabbeinu Yaakov Halevi at that time. So he was called Rabbeinu Yaakov Yisrael. But at least he notes that this was an anomaly, unusual, that one of the Rishonim was referred to by two names. One looks in the Shuva of the Noda Behuda, in Arachayim Madur Tenyana, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel. Then Rabbi Yehuda was discussing in a tshuva to Rabbeinu Yeshaya Pick of Breslau, coincidentally also, same place in Germany, but this is a tshuva back in 1782. He's discussing an interesting question what the term Beribi means when it comes up in Shas every so often. Beribi. Does Beribi mean the name of a Chacham, as Rashi sometimes says, or does it mean he was the Gadol Hador, as Rashi elsewhere says? So the Yehuda suggests, well, it depends. If the person is quoted in the Gemara as just Beribi, it means that was his name. If he's quoted as Rav Hoshea Beribi or another name along with that title, then it just means Rav Hoshea the Gadol Hador. That's another Yehuda's suggestion. But in the context of that discussion, and this is a tshuva also where he references Rav Elazar HaKalir. What was the name Kalir a reference to? Was that his proper name? Was it a descriptive title? That's all part of this tshuva in Kuf Yud Gimel. The Yehuda there says, he just adds in, he says, Ani l'chul shas zichroni, as if he's saying, my poor memory, he says about himself. Halvaya should be zocher to that kind of poor memory. He says, Eneni zocher shum makom b'shas. I don't remember anywhere in shas, he says, shum tana o amora, any tana or any amora,
Shahiniskar Bishne Shemos, who had two names. So writes Nadi Behuda, where the two names are both the proper names of that individual. He says, you'll tell me, what about Abba Shol? Abba Yossi Chalafta, isn't that two names? He said, no, that's not exact. That's not correct, because Abba Shol, he says, the name Abba wasn't his real name. Abba was like a title of prominence, a title of chashivas. His real name was Shol, and Abba was the title. But the Nadi Behuda says, I don't know anywhere in Shas where a Tana or an Amora is mentioned as having two names. He says he thinks that that wasn't the norm. He says even in Tanakh he says, Lohayu Regilim Kol Kach Bishnei Shemos. This is the Nadi Behuda. And he says, B'mei HaTanoim Amoroim L'dayti Lohayu Regilim Klal. Never happened in times of the Mishnah and times of the Gemara. A similar comment found in the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer. Chilek Da'a in Eben Ezra. Chilek Beis Eben Ezra, Simen Yud Ches. Chasam Sofer there writes also, almost the same line. He says, nearly Dilifnim, that way back when, Lohayu Nagin Likros Bishnei Shemos Bevas Achas. Chasam Sofer says, it was never the minhag to give one person two names. Then he uses a phrase that Chasam Sofer is known for, Ki chadashim mikarav bo. This is a newfangled practice, says Chasam Sofer. A newfangled practice to give one person two names. He says, even Yaakov Avinu, who we know in Chumash, was given a second name. He said, we don't find that he was referred to at any one time by both names at the same time. Sometimes it's called Yaakov, sometimes Israel, but never both at the same time. So that's Chasam Sofer. He says, we don't find anywhere in Tanakh, he says, or in Shas, or in Poskim, that one person is called two names at the same time. And then he cites a fascinating raya. He says, the Maharshal, in the Yamshal Shlomo, he says, takes us back to 1500s, late 1500s or so. Maharshal Yamshal Shlomo writes as follows, that there was a Maisa, and this is also quoted in Nachlas Shiva, B'shem Maharam. The Maharshal Yamshal Shlomo says, maybe 1600s, I don't remember the exact dates of the Maharshal when he wrote Yamshal Shlomo, but he says that there's a Maisa of a father who wanted to call his son after his father's name, Meir. The mother said, absolutely not, my father's name, Yair. So who's going to win, Meir or Yair? Father and mother, both want to name the son after their own father. So the Maharshal in Yamshal Shlomo says that that's how the name Shneor came into being. Shneor. Meir versus Yair. Okay, Shneor. Two sources of light. Hence the name Shneor. That's the Maharshal Yamshal Shlomo. Fascinating bit of historical anecdote. It's also quoted in Nachlas Shiva, although he has it in the name of Maharam, as Meir versus, I think it was Uri, in his version of the Maisa. Okay, interesting story. This is quoted in Hilchos Gittin, in terms of Shneor, what the name is all about. But the point that Chasam Sofer is trying to bring is that why the new name? Just call him Meir Yair. Call him Yair Meir. Use both names. Elamite, that time, apparently, he says, Lo Nagu came Bisman Odin. That wasn't the norm. Two names. Ever heard of such a thing? Okay? Compound name, Shneor. So writes the Maharshal Yamshal Shlomo. So says the Chasam Sofer, apparently that wasn't the minhag back then to give two names at the same time to one person. So both the Rebbe Yehuda and the Chasam Sofer coming from the same direction, that this wasn't the norm, not in Tanakh, not in Shas, and it's a later day minhag. Exactly when it started, unclear, but even during the times of the Rishonim, apparently this is not the norm either. With Moshe in the later volume, Irgus Moshe Arachayim Chelek Hei Simen Yud, and a lot of these sources are cited in a sefer that is called, appropriately enough, V'Yikari Shmo B'Yisrael, a whole compendium of halachas regarding Kriyas Hashem. There's another sefer called B'Korei Shmo. Both of them deal with these sugyas. So Rav Moshe, Negus Moshe, Arachayim Chelekei, Simen Yud. Also, he says, Lo Hayazeh B'Darsa Kodma. This wasn't a traditional practice. Even after the Gaonim, says Moshe, it wasn't traditional. And he quotes the same Yamshal Shlomo in Gittin Perak Dalad, the same Maisa, that they couldn't decide, is it Meir, is it Yair, hence Shneor. Okay, that's Moshe's Raya as well, same as Chasam Sofer. And Rav Moshe says that apparently He does quote that Bala Tosfos, Rabbi Yaakov Esau, that we mentioned before, as being an unusual, anomalous name in times of the Rishonim. But it wasn't common, says Rav Moshe. So apparently this was a later day minhag. Rav Moshe there discusses a potential suggestion why it might have evolved. Very interesting suggestion. But he says it wasn't common initially. It became a later day practice in the times of the Achronim. So interesting, I guess, question of the origin of this two-name practice. And then just to leave you with one interesting thought, the Chazon Ish was opposed to this practice. Chazon Ish was opposed to the two-name practice. And this is quoted by Rav Moshe Sternbach in Chelek Aleph, Siman Tov Reish Ches, in his Tshuvas, that the Chazon Ish wasn't in favor of the two names. He says, if you're not going to call the individual, I should say, by both names, then there's no purpose in giving two names. That was the Chazon Ish's concern. If you're going to give two names, use both names. That was the Chazon Ish. And Chazon Ish apparently felt that if you're not going to call the individual by two names, don't give the two names to begin with. So again, some hesitation, I guess, on the part of the Chazon Ish, as they quote it, with regard to this apparently relatively new, historically speaking, minhag of two names.